The legends of North American Indians recount how the sun, moon, earth, and mankind came to exist. They explain why the seasons change and where the bison go. In the prairies of the American Midwest, the Winnebago people tell how the Creator's wishes alone were powerful enough to create the world.
Long ago, the Creator of the Earth was sitting in empty space. When he saw that nothing existed, he began to cry. The tears rolled down his cheeks and fell to his feet. When he looked down some time later, he saw that his tears had formed the Great Lakes. The Creator said to himself,
"Just as my tears have turned to lakes, I need only to wish something, and it will come true."
And so he wished that there be light. And there was light. And he wished that the earth existed. And the earth came into being. He looked at it, and it pleased him. But the earth would not stop moving. And so he created trees to hold it in place. But the earth still wouldn't stop moving. And so he created rocks and stones, but it still kept moving. Thus he created the four winds from the north, south, east and west. These used all their might to try and keep the earth still. But even this didn't help. And so the Creator formed four great creatures and shot them through the earth like arrows so that their heads looked out the other side. Those were the four beautiful serpents. Now, at last, the earth was still and everything was calm. The Creator thought,
"As everything takes shape as I wish it, I will make a creature in my own image."
He took a piece of clay and molded it so that it resembled him. He looked at it and spoke to it. But the clay had neither mind nor spirit, nor did it have the power of speech. So the Creator of the earth gave it all these things and then spoke to it again. The piece of clay spoke now, but the Creator understood nothing. And so he breathed into its mouth, spoke to it, and the creature then replied in clear language. Thus it was that man appeared on earth.
Among the peoples of the north, where the winters are long and hard, ice has a special importance. Its melting signifies the emergence of life. In the 13th century, the Icelandic poet Snorri Sturluson described the origins of the world in the Edda, a Nordic saga.
In the beginning, icy cold reigned in the north. That was the province of darkness. In the south was the realm of fire, the region where great heat remained supreme. Between them lay chaos, basking in the pleasant warmth.
And what happened then?
The fire and the ice met. The ice melted into thousands of droplets of water, spawning life. The new creatures included Ymir, the mighty evil giant. He was fed by a large, beautiful cow, from whose udder four rivers of milk flowed.
And what did the cow eat?
The cow licked the salty coating of frost off the rocks. 3 days later, the rocks gave birth to Buri. Buri was strong and handsome, and his son Bor gave birth to three sons of his own. Odin and his two brothers, Lodur and Honir, killed the evil giant Ymir.
And how did the brothers create the earth?
They took the giant's corpse and filled up the lakes and seas with his blood. They formed the land with his flesh and the mountains from his bones. Then they took his skull and used it to create the sky, with its daytime and nighttime, its drifting clouds and sparkling stars.
That was some feat, but how did man come to be on earth?
One day the three brothers went for a walk by the sea. There they found two fine tree stumps. They took these stumps and created human beings from them. Odin gave breath and life to the pieces of wood. Honir gave them their souls. and Lodur took care of their appearance and made sure that they could see, hear, and speak. In this way, they created man and woman from the two trees. From that day onwards, man and woman inhabited the earth. Under the rocks of Bandiagara, in Mali, West Africa, the Dogon people are preparing a funeral ceremony. The village's wise man has died. The villagers are dressed in finery and have donned funeral masks carved from wood. They are going to perform a dance of death to help the man on his passage into the other world. In this way, the old man will join the ranks of their ancestors. Without actually seeing him, the old man will ascend to the deity Amma, the supreme creator of man and earth.
It was Amma's task to create the world, but his first attempt ended in failure. He only managed to create the water, earth, air, and fire. So Amma tried again. This time he said the word, world, and in so doing created an egg, the cosmic egg. He then put two pairs of twins inside the egg and waited for them to grow. But before the twins had grown properly, one of them broke out of the egg. He stole the power of speech from his father Amma and made off into the darkness, taking a piece of the egg with him. That piece of egg became the earth. Yet the twin felt very lonely and decided to try and find his twin sister in the subterranean realm deep inside the earth. But in doing so, he wreaked such havoc that the earth began to decay. This gave rise to death, and that made his father Amma very angry. He punished the boy by turning him into a fox and cutting off his tongue. Then he condemned him to roam for all eternity in a futile search for his sister. From that time onwards, chaos reigned on Earth. In order to purge the universe, Amma then decided to sacrifice the second twin. The boy's blood became the stars, the edible plants, and the animals. And at that point, Amma took the remainder of the egg and used it to build an ark of the purest clay. He once again woke Nomo, the master of water, life, language, and fertility, and gave him 8 children, 4 sets of twins, to inhabit the world. Amma put all the twins in the ark and sent them down to the earth. The first rains fell. The first ocean filled with water. The sun rose for the very first time. Nomo departed to live in the sea. His children, the 8 twins, took the clay from the ark and laid it out on the contaminated ground, creating a field, and then cultivating it. But the twins still mumbled like small children, so Nomo taught them to speak. He showed them how to weave cloth and encouraged them to join in marriage. In this way, the first community of men and women came into being.
Hundreds of islands dot the Pacific Ocean like pearls on a necklace. They are linked by a story of creation in the form of a song. As the Maoris tell their children, anyone wanting to hear this song need only hold a seashell to their ear.
The idea gives rise to growth. The growth generates thought. From the thought comes recollection. From recollection, consciousness. From consciousness, desire. The world becomes fertile. It pauses in the pale sunlight. It ushers in the night. The magnificent night, the long night, the deep night, the high night. The deep night that we can sense, the night that we touch, the invisible night, the night that follows night, the night that ends in death. Emptiness gives rise to procreation. The emptiness generates growth. From emptiness comes abundance. The spark of life pauses in the empty space. It creates the atmosphere above us. The sky overhead, the great expanse, pauses in the first light of day. The moon arises. The atmosphere above the earth pauses in the brightly lit sky. The sun is born. Like gigantic eyes in the sky, the moon and sun are cast upwards. The first dawn, the first day, the first high noon. From the sky grows the glory of the day.
Shinto is the native religion in Japan. In the Nihongi, a major religious work telling the country's history, we find the parable of the two deities, Izanagi and Izanami.
In the beginning was the chaos where heaven and earth were one and the same. Then the pure, light part of chaos became the heavens, and the heavy part solidified and became the earth.
The gods and spirits appeared between the earth and the heavens. They looked down and saw the sea. They saw Izanagi and Izanami flying over the sea on a heavenly raft. They looked at each other and said,
Isn't there supposed to be land down there under the sea?
And so they took a long jeweled spear and pushed it down through the water. Then something very strange happened. When they pulled the spear out of the sea, drops of water slowly fell from it and formed the large island of Onogoro-jima.
Izanagi and Izanami descended from the heavens and resolved to live on the island. Izanagi walked around the left-hand side of the island and the goddess Izanami around the right. Eventually they came face to face on the other side. Izanami cried out,
How fortunate I am to meet such a handsome young man!
Izanagi replied,
I am the man. I should be the first one to speak. We should walk around the island again.
The two of them set off once more and came face to face again.
How fortunate I am to meet such a beautiful girl. What is your body like?
A part of my body is the source of all womanhood.
My body has a male part. It would be good if we were to be as one.
The god and goddess became man and wife and lived happily on the island. They decided to create a country with 8 different islands. Then they spoke in chorus.
We have already created a great country with eight islands, mountains, rivers and plants. Why don't we create a ruler for the world?
And so the two gods gave life to the sun god, who was sent out to control the sky. And the splendor of this child illuminated the entire universe.